CIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults also suffer from agitation, paranoia, and dangerous behaviors, which can be even more severe. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they can help. 870-508-6400. HensleyBehavioralHealth.com.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
All right, we are back at the half with Van Buren leading Mountain Home in our game for third place today. 28-17, our score at the half. Again, a 13-0 run, got it going. First game of the day, the game for the consolation bracket. It was Mena defeating Subiaco in overtime, winning that game to take the consolation bracket side. This is the game for third place. The championship game will be coming up after this one. It will be between Cabot and Fort Smith Southside. Game stats for tonight's game are brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all of your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Garrett Houston standing by. He's got our stats.
Hello, everybody. So first quarter here, we're talking for Bombers on this side. Had a pretty good quarter. Had three threes, a couple points. And then on the Van Buren side, had very minimal points, only two threes, a couple shots by Jordan West. Second quarter comes around. Jordan West has a big second quarter with a couple points coming from Gilmore and Zane West, along with Burnett. And then on the Bomber side, we have very minimal points from the Bombers coming, only having one three and one 2 point. And fouls-wise, nothing bad. Ethan Moore with two fouls. KJ Stewart with two. While the Bombers are in deep foul trouble right now. Two, four. Over nine fouls already over with the Bombers. And only in the two quarters already. And that's not pretty good. So far, Van Buren's having a really good game. But Bombers are going to have a really good start in the second half in order to come back. But Van Buren, they can keep the stride going. They should be able to keep this flow for shots going, and they would be fine. So, pitching it back to Marty Houston over here, my dad, pitching it back.
All righty. Well, you know, this is crazy. I was looking ahead at the bracket for that Cyclone Classic in Russellville. Beautiful facilities over there. Van Buren and Mountain Home are playing in the first game. I knew they were both in the tournament. I did not know they were playing each other. So, Van Buren and Mountain Home will play in Russellville. They're playing tonight here at Van Buren. Next week on December the 6th, 4 p.m., that is the first game for both of these teams in that tournament. You've got Russellville, Arkadelphia, Subiaco, who is also in this tournament this week, Lakeside, and Greenwood and Sylvan Hills, all part of that tournament. So there you go. This is round one between Van Buren and Mountain Home. We're going to take another quick break. Some more sponsorships in. We're going to take a 3-minute break because we do need to get some catching up because of our technical difficulties. So we're going to take a 3-minute break for this time out. You're listening to Pointer and Bomber Basketball on the Sports Hog 101.1 and KTLO. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room and Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With five local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
We welcome you back. Well, we may soon find out who the new Arkansas coach is going to be. Right now, Georgia leading Auburn in the SEC championship game by a score of 28-7. Earlier today, Gus Malzahn rumored to be the front runner for the Arkansas job. Another guy that's been mentioned has been Mike Norvell at Memphis. They played in the AAC championship game, losing earlier today to Central Florida, 62-55. Scott Frost, the head coach at Central Florida, is leaving to take the job at Nebraska, where he was once quarterback. And Oklahoma, how about those Sooners? They win the first ever Big 12 championship game, defeating TCU 41-17. Big 10 championship and the ACC championship are both coming up, with Miami, Clemson, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. So there you go. Meanwhile, let's see. You got any other big sports news that's going on today? That's pretty much it. Arkansas men's basketball team also in action, coming up a little bit later on this evening. 28-17, our score here. Ben Buren leading Mountain Home. Two teams will play again next week in the Russellville tournament. They'll learn a little bit about each other. It could be very familiar tonight. As Van Buren will have the first possession, get the second half started. They've got it underway. Van Buren and Burnett at the top of the key. Dribbles over on the right wing. Gets it over in the corner to kick.